I need to preface by saying I'm not a morning person. So what I want to talk today about is an effort that we did. We tried to teach statistics and statistical package, SPSS, in an online format. So I wanted to talk to you about how it went and what I would suggest for other people who are crazy enough to try that. Okay, this is when I was at Benedictine, which is a small Catholic college in Illinois, but it does have an MPH program. It has a big online component, and what we were trying to do was to deliver statistical training and SPSS, learning SPSS in an online format. Oops, wrong way. Okay. So the reason that we tried to do this was because we were teaching in an on-ground format the statistical methods in SPSS, so we wanted to try to align what was going on with the online with the on-ground. Okay. Also, we found that our students knowing how to do SPSS was, or some similar package, was a pretty marketable skill, so we wanted to make sure that our large group of students who were online had that skill. We wanted to provide them with hands-on learning, and we wanted to see if it would work. Okay, so the course requirements, the project, they had a research project that they had to do originally from beginning to end, which would be designing a survey, collecting the data, analyzing the data, and writing a research report. After we had collected enough data, we found it was easier for them to just analyze data that we collected in the past. So I provided a data set for them to use. So you could see all the different components of the research project that they were to go through, and those are the point values for each. The final manuscript would be like a journal article type manuscript, 10 pages or so. Okay, so the first thing that we had to try to do was figure out how they would be able to access SPSS, okay, which is a challenge in itself. SPSS is an expensive program, so we found that you can rent it for 6 months at a pretty reasonable price. I think it was 50-ish. So we put up the instructions for them to download it. And this is exactly the instructions that they had in the online format. Okay, it didn't go so well always. The second issue was that there were problems with some of our foreign students who lived in other countries. Here's an example of an email from a student in Egypt who discovered that the only way he could get it was to have a friend mail him SPSS, and then he would be behind schedule. So in the really rare situation where it didn't work, we allowed them to use Excel or something that they had better access to. Okay. We also had some problems with different types of formats that people were using. For example, with the Mac, downloading SPSS was a little bit different, and I didn't have experience with the Mac, so I didn't give special instructions. So here's an example of an email where the student figured out how to do it and let us know how to do it. Okay, so we provided the detailed download instructions, but it was apparent that the students weren't really following it. They weren't maybe putting the effort into it. So we developed a quiz that asked all aspects of the download instructions that they had to pass in order to carry on. So these are just the questions that go to the material in the download instruction. Okay, and then the rest of it was me trying to be support, me just me trying to be support to the whole program, which was quite an effort. Okay, so the second set of issues were, the first was issues with the students, then we had issues with the instructors. We had two instructors, both off-site. One was in North Carolina and the other one, I think, was in upstate New York. Unfortunately, they had very limited or no experience with SPSS, so they also had to have some sort of training. They were not happy at all about doing this, so we had to spend a lot of time on conference calls trying to talk to them about why this is valuable. And they've been teaching this class with the same format for a few years, and they were resistant to change just in general. Okay, so we provided them with lots and lots of documentation. We did an SPSS tutorial with them, spent a lot of time on the phone. Again, I was their support, and we just tried to convince them how important this was. So the third set of issues was, again, with the students, their reaction to suddenly having to learn SPSS and use it online. Okay, they had, in general, they had not very good background to do this. They had one biostatistics course, and I mean, I can't speak for all of them, but for what our program required, they had only one biostatistics course and one epidemiology course, so we had to make sure that they had enough background to understand what SPSS can do and can't do. Okay, so here's an example of an email from a student who was just supposed to be running simple crosstabs and was getting 50 to 60 pages worth of results. And so he forwarded this email to me to try to support the problem. So I wrote him back, the first thing saying, I don't think I can be as available to you as I've been in the past, because I had already resigned my job. So I was continuing my support even after I was no longer employed there. But I was trying to, you can see some of the frustration, because from what he forwarded me, all I knew was that she was getting 50 to 60 pages worth of work. And so I was trying to figure out what might have been going on. So I thought maybe she just kept adding her new program to the old one and just generating the same results over and over again. So you can see where I'm asking for information, like, you know, what is she actually getting in those 50 to 60 pages? Were there any error messages? And also, a statistical issue is if she was running simple crosstabs, then she shouldn't be trying to use the correlation coefficient. So you can also see here that the statistical training was a little bit weak as well. Okay, so here are the student evaluations. The old format was the session right before we introduced SPSS. A and B are the two different instructors. The first time, the first session we used it, the second session, the third session, and the fourth. And you can see that there was lower values are more positive feelings about the course, the activities and assignments. So if a value went up, then that showed that they were less satisfied, and that did happen the first session with the one instructor, and that instructor was the most resistant to doing it. But then they kind of evened out, and especially the last one, fourth time with instructor B, the response rate was extremely low, so they're not completely reliable. But just as a general trend, it showed that there really was not a huge amount of disapproval once we got it underway. Okay, so what I would recommend to somebody who wants to try to do those is to have maybe even a separate session where there's, or a big part of the whole course would be going through a tutorial all together with the instructor and the students. Also, I would probably try to teach just the SPSS part outside of the whole methods course, because it was a research methods course, so we were learning about all the issues like human subjects protection, sampling, measurement, a little bit about analysis, and then preparing the report. And the courses were 8 weeks long, so I would probably take 8 weeks to try to teach the SPSS, so it would be standalone. And in the course, do some basic exercises where they have to run some simple programs rather than being, you know, asked to just develop their own research question and analysis. And I would encourage having more than one person as technical support. Our IT at the university did not know how to do SPSS either, so I guess I would suggest having a much better infrastructure than we had for to support it. And we had 20 students, so if possible, a smaller class. You could have more instructor, you know, one-on-one support. So I'm probably nowhere near my 20 minutes. So.
Thank you, Susan. Another a few minutes if someone would like to ask one or two questions. Anyone?
Actually, I had a comment. One, because I teach statistics and I actually integrate SPSS, but I've also done Excel for your students, and not my question, but for clinical teaching design. For Excel, there are add-ins that you can actually do the statistical analysis portion. However, for math, Excel has discontinued it, and Stat Plus is available.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, I'm just teaching on ground now, but in the future.
The other thing I guess I was going to suggest, since particularly if you have people that are kind of remotely, coming into the class, is that R is a free software, and it they have some EPI packages and so forth. And then I guess EPI information is still out there. They do some, it's not great. R is actually better than that. But anyway, it's free and readily available, so that might be something to consider.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
First, I just want to applaud you for attempting to do this. Just the thought of it makes my brain go. But have you considered videotaping the instructions or doing some?
Yes. That was the next step. When I resigned in May, and I was really encouraging that. So hopefully, I don't know what's happened to it since, but hopefully they're doing that.
I have fun with my online classes when they can listen and see. It helps me, saves me so much more time than just learning from multiple emails.
Are you teaching a package or?
No.
Are you thinking about it?
My university is.
Can I ask which university?
Sacramento State, California.
Okay. Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't see your presentation. Have you used PowerPoint with the narration recorded?
Yes, we have. We didn't use it in this course. It was so much just to introduce SPSS that we didn't, and there wasn't enough time to do a lot of the good teaching instruction.